Friends, are we still freaking out over what we can't see and what we can't control? Sometimes yes. Well, this is your holiday reminder to be anxious for what? Say it with me, nothing. Be anxious for nothing. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I can be thankful in the unknown of it because I know who holds tomorrow, and that brings me peace. In a world where anxiety, anger, depression, division, and fear are rising more and more, it seems, every day, be the one walking the other direction with a heart full of joy and peace because you cling to the hope we have in Jesus. Because of that hope, I can give thanks in all things, like we're called to do in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Even the tomorrow I can't see. As we wrap up this month of giving thanks in all things, remember these truths we've walked through and given thanks for. You can have peace in the unknown of your circumstance. You can have joy in the midst of your trials and testing of your faith. When seasons or relationships don't end well, you can be held and trust God is doing something new. God takes your broken pieces and restores you even more beautifully than before. He holds your tears and is near your broken heart when you're hurting. You can boast and give thanks for your weaknesses because that is where He is strong. And we can learn to depend on Him. And as we see the leaves on the trees fall and die, we can give thanks in the things we need to die to in our own life. It's through that dying to self and letting go of our old life that we find a new abundant life. We really can give thanks in all things. As we do, we find our heart more grateful every single day for God's love and our anxiety begins to fade. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I thought this was the best way to end out this month of giving thanks in all things. Be anxious for nothing. But we know life hits hard, and when it does, pray, get on your knees, and take all things to the Lord with a heart of thanksgiving. By doing so, you are trusting and believing He will work all things for your good. And then what floods your heart and mind is peace, a peace like you can't even understand. That peace of Christ protects you and carries you through all things. That's the truth. Because of that truth, I am thankful for tomorrow, even though I have no clue what it will look like, but I know who holds my hand as I walk through it. If you missed any of the broadcasts from this month and you'd like to discover more about how you can give thanks in all things, you can find them all at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.